This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul is expected to announce today that congestion pricing will be coming to the city this year, but at a lower price. Still, opponents are already beginning to push back. Our Roger Stern is following the story.
It's believed the governor will give the go-ahead for congestion pricing, but will lower the fee from $15 to $9. Still, that's too much for some drivers.
I think it's very expensive.
Meanwhile, the Riders Alliance, which supports congestion pricing, is happy it's gotten the green light. Spokesman Danny Perlstein.
$9 will raise several hundred million dollars to fix the subway.
But many in the outer boroughs and New Jersey oppose congestion pricing, including New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheim.
If she's going to go forward with the congestion tax, the lawsuits will go forward.
But there's pressure on Hochul to approve the program now before President-elect Trump takes office and tries to block it. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM at the governor's office in Midtown.
Police are looking for the man who attacked a woman last week in a Harlem subway station. Police say the 37-year-old woman was waiting for a train inside the station at 125th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue just before 11 p.m. on November 5th when a man came up, grabbed the woman's hair, slashed her several times with a razor blade, and then pushed her onto the subway tracks. The man then fled the station. The woman was taken to the hospital and is said to be in stable condition. Police say they've identified the suspect as 29-year-old Michael Blount. They're asking anyone with any information about him to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We have the suspect's picture up at 1010winds.com. And police are also searching for the man who raped a woman last month in the Kips Bay neighborhood of Manhattan. It happened back on October 27th. This was just before 4 in the morning. Cops say a 30-year-old woman met a man in the area of East 29th Street and 2nd Avenue, and he raped her before fleeing in a white Chevy Malibu. The woman was taken to the hospital in stable condition. And police are asking anyone with any information about that incident to also call Crime Stoppers. Well, you may have seen them if you've ever tried to go to the Statue of Liberty. Scammers who are trying to sell fake tickets to the statue to tourists. And there are questions now about why the city hasn't cracked down on them.
As many as 60 illegal vendors on a particular day swarming in and around Battery Park as tourists approach. These vendors telling the visitors they either have to pay money to get into Battery Park, which is not true, or that their ticket on Statue City Cruise has either expired or been overbooked. Also, not true. Their COO, Mike Burke, tells me he's considering asking the state for help, maybe some state police.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting thought because the MTA is a state agency. The New York City subway has exits, two or three exits, actually, within the park. And many of the tourists, I would say 60, 70% of them, arrive by subway.
One thing's clear, Burke tells me, the harassment has to stop.
About 85, 86% of our visitors pre-buy their ticket. They've got a reservation. They know where they're going. They know what they're about. They're accosted. They're stopped.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, outside Battery Park.
Well, the temperatures may be in the 40s right now, but now is the time to start thinking about whether you'd like to be a lifeguard here in the city next summer. The New York City Parks Commissioner is kicking off a lifeguard recruitment session today at the Pavilion in Union Square Park. The qualifying exams to become a city lifeguard start next month, so the Parks Department is calling on all interested New Yorkers to sign up now. The department says the hourly wage for lifeguards is now $22, with a $1,000 annual bonus for returning lifeguards. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, the city has been struggling with a lifeguard shortage, so they're now focused on aggressively recruiting to try to rebuild the city's lifeguard ranks. A Fair Fares rally is being held at City Hall this afternoon. Council members and transit advocates will be calling on Mayor Adams to expand the reduced-priced MetroCard program. Currently, families of four who earn just under $37,500 a year can sign up for it, but advocates want that bumped up to $60,000 a year. It's estimated that around 650,000 additional New Yorkers would be able to qualify. That change could cost the city up to $55 million. A brush fire at Inwood Hill Park has been placed under control after flaring up again around 2 this morning. The 4-acre fire first broke out around 3 yesterday afternoon. There was another brush fire in Queens, which broke out at Alley Pond Park in Oakland Gardens. That was around 6:45 last night. That was placed under control in about 3 hours. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker says the lack of rain has been making things worse.
As these dry conditions continue, we anticipate that we will see more of these before rain comes.
Meanwhile, the Jennings Creek fire in Orange and Passaic counties is now 50% contained, but about 5,000 acres have been burned in both states. The cause of that fire still not known, but the dry conditions have been fueling it.
Even though we are in mid-November, it has been historically dry for so much of this region. I mean, we're talking about many places, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, up to Vermont, a lot of these areas that have had their driest fall on record. Some spots went 40 days with no rain. And now, even if it is mid-November, even if the temperatures are dropping, those are the conditions, really a perfect storm for a spark that can really continue to spread.
That's Trevor Ault reporting. Down in South Jersey, a wildfire that burned through more than 50 acres in Marlton last month was caused by a 14-year-old boy. That teenager faces arson charges and is being held at a juvenile detention center. The death of a 4-month-old baby in the Bronx over the summer has now been ruled a homicide. An autopsy revealed that Ariel Gonzalez had cocaine in his system. His mother called 911 on August 10th after finding him unconscious in their South Bronx home. So far, there have been no arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.